I got any kind of car you want, any kind of car you want. I got cars with 4 wheels, cars with 3 wheels, cars with 6 wheels. I got campers, I got vans, I got sports cars, I got estates, I got station wagons, I got convertibles, I got cabriolets. I got everything. Turbos, diesel, what do you want, huh? Anything. The only thing I haven't got, and I refuse to carry them, are bicycles. Because they're too dangerous. They're too dangerous out there on the street. And I worry about people, you know. I got big, fat cars here. They're gas guzzlers, but they are cages of steel. You know what I mean? Cages of steel. You hit something with them 60 miles an hour, you survive. Huh? That's my criteria. I don't care about fuel economy. I don't care about pollution. My criteria is that you're sitting there in what should be the same as a solid block of steel. Yeah. Uh-huh. No. I don't do that that kind of... Options. I can give you options. Stereo, radio, CD player, air conditioning, electric locking systems. You can have turbochargers in there. Well, I can make it look sporty. Put smaller tires on there. Lower the suspension, huh? So, tell me. What are you looking for? Cheap. Yeah. I got cheap. Secondhand jobs over there. They don't look too pretty, but under the hood there, you know, I'm telling you, there is muscle. Muscle, yeah. Yeah. Look at it. Look under this one, huh? Yeah. Look at that. Huh? Look at that beauty. Oh, waiting to burn. waiting for you to turn it on. But yeah. Know what I mean? Just waiting there for you. Yeah. Nobody's touched that car. I tell you, it actually belonged to an older woman who was in her 60s, who was a nurse, who died. She didn't use it for work. She only used it to go to church on Sundays. Isn't it beautiful? Well, okay, speckled green. So she likes speckled green. What is it? So, sue me. Huh? So, yeah, sure, it's convertible. But, you know, yeah, sure, you want to show up at church with your hat on, you know, impress your friends. The tires, well, they're bald because, you know, they just haven't been changed. Yeah, no, there's a lot of, actually, I remember. I remember because, you know, she was, somebody came along and ripped off a bumper. And so she went to the insurance company, and the insurance company said, well, obviously the bumper was not properly attached. We're not paying for it. So what could she do? She went to a scrapyard. She found another bumper, you know, had a little dent in it, but they put it on for her, no charge. Eh? Well, yeah, that's it. She paid for it with the tires. Yeah, it was exchange. You know, she didn't know about tires. It was a little old lady. Huh? But look under there. Isn't she a beauty? Huh? 428, everything in there. Turbocharged. Now that is going to get you somewhere in a hurry. You're going to get there before you leave. It's faster than phoning. Yeah. Faster than facts, that's what I say. All the cars I sell here are faster than facts. Huh? What do you mean? Is it economical? What do you mean? Like the oil economy. Huh? Well, sure, yeah. I mean, you buy the car, you become part of the oil economy. You give the money to me, and I pay the money to somebody else, and that's very economical. Is that what you mean? The way the world works, huh? Well, look, you know, I'm not an expert. I sell cars. I don't sell solutions. I sell cars. I sell nice cars, big cars. Look at that one over there, huh? How about that red one, huh? You look like a sporty kind of guy. Huh? That red one. That is a 57 Stingray. Yeah. You ever driven one of them? Huh? There's a story that goes with that car, you know. It actually belonged to an animal trainer who lived on Rhode Island. And, well, I know we're in L.A. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. The only time he drove it was to deliver a chimpanzee to a friend of his in L.A. so that he could go around the world on a cruise. So he left the car here in L.A. And unfortunately, the guy fell overboard somewhere in the Indian Ocean. It's a very big tragedy. His friend was very upset and left with his car and this chimp to feed. So he sold the car to buy monkey food, which is true. Loads of monkey nuts. I felt sorry for the guy, you know. So I like the monkey. He's a cute monkey. So I gave him a good deal. You know, and I'll pass on a good deal to you because, you know, for me, that car has a history, huh? Look at the clock on it, huh? Look at the clock on it. Got 300 miles. Yeah, 300 miles. Yeah, I know there's more than 300 miles between Rhode Island on the East Coast and L.A. on the West Coast. But what happened was that partway across, the guy ran out of gas. And so he calls up the local garage and they come out with the tow truck. And the guy says, I got to get to L.A., you know, because I got this monkey here suffering in the back, you know, the poor little thing. And the guy says, well, geez, you know, L.A. is a bit out of my district. But what I'll do for you, I'll tow you to L.A. And this was in Toledo, right? So in Toledo, he says, okay, I will tow you from Toledo to L.A. for $2,000. Which, you know, considering the distance was very reasonable. And the guy was in a hurry. He was desperate. So he says, okay, he's worried about the monkey. He goes, okay, I'll do it. Okay, so he gets towed all that way. And so that's unbelievable, right? But, you know, that's crazy. It's crazy. Reality. And, you know, look at that car. Look at that car. Huh? Now, that'll get you about 7 miles to the gallon on the highway. You know, I'll do a little less in the city. But, you know, it's your basic car. It doesn't have air conditioning. It doesn't have, it's a basic car. It's a sports car. You know, it's a classic for a man who likes to drive. And that's why it gets such good mileage, because it doesn't have all those extras on it. Huh? What do you mean? You're looking for a small car, right? Small car, cheap. Okay. Cheap to run. Jesus. I got a few. Sure, I got a few cars on the lot that are cheap to run, but they don't run so good. You know, there's a car over there in the corner, that blue one, that'll do 60 miles to the gallon, but 0 to 80 is complete crap. You know, you won't even get across the intersection before the lights change to red again. You know, so, you know, that's what you want. You got all the squeegee margins. You won't be able to get away. Well, okay, if you say so. Hey, you're the boss. I just work here.